Welcome to the Martial Art of Self podcast, a podcast about bringing the essence of martial arts back to self. Hi everyone, this is Alden, and in today's episode we are talking about when things get progressively tougher and more challenging during, for example, our martial arts training or something else we're doing, instead of them getting easier necessarily over time. I have faced this very point since I began training and decided to train for every single day when I made the decision at the beginning of 2018. And when I reflect back on the past year and or more that I've been doing this daily training and really pushing myself to train daily and have the martial arts practice, in this case, be a part of my daily life and living, is that as I've been walking my practice of martial arts this way, I can say how my experience in and during the training has gotten actually progressively harder. And you would actually think the opposite, like that it would get easier, but that it's the hardest in the beginning and that it gets easier and easier the longer you train. The more you train, the more time and effort you invest into it. And that after some time, the whole training just kind of becomes like a breeze. But it has in fact, at least for myself, in my case, not been that or like that. The experience of myself during my martial arts practice has become progressively harder actually and more challenging. And I mean, I don't want to use the word hard or difficult here necessarily, since most of us have a tainted definition of that word. Each of us have connected different and lots of different negative emotional reactions and information to that word. So maybe the word more challenging is more appropriate here. Where my martial arts training and my martial arts practice have become more challenging. And not easier, in fact, not smoother necessarily. So, like, why is that? I mean, I've asked myself the question, and I've struggled a lot with that question of why that is. Why isn't it becoming easier, but harder, actually, and more challenging? Why is my experience of myself during doing the same exercises that I've been doing in the beginning getting progressively harder and more challenging than easier? And from my experience, from my self-investigation or reflection, is that the reason is that when we make each new practice session or each new training session one where our starting point is to do the exercises or to do the movements we do, to do them properly and to do them better than we did them before, then if our starting point is like that, then every time that we are approaching the exercise and the movements, we are in fact finding and entering new layers of that same exercise which we haven't been in or we haven't faced in that context before. We may have mastered the previous level of that exercise or the previous movement or level of movement, if you will, but now since we passed that level before, we are now kind of, if you want to call it, ready for the next level of that exercise. And because we are ready, we enter it with our next training practice. So it is new again, if you will. And with many new things, the theme or the constant with that is that they are challenging in the beginning. And we are challenged us on this new level of ourselves during that same exercise, even if it's the same exercise. To ground this into a practical example is that if I take, for example, my Tai Chi standing exercises or poses, which you can find in many internal martial arts systems, one major part of such standing exercises is to release, let go of tension in the body and sink. You would think that it will be tough the first few times or weeks of doing so daily, and later on, after like months or even more than a year of doing the exercises, the poses, that it would be easy. From my experience, the opposite is actually true, though, is that it is so much tougher and harder to do than before, at least in my case, because each time that I'm doing the standing pose, that I'm getting into that standing position, the movement, is that I am pushing myself to perfect the release and relax and letting go application even further, even more than before. I am focusing on releasing more, focusing on relaxing more, focusing on sinking more, focusing on letting go more. And with that, I discover new tensions or levels of slightest tensions that is in my body and that I have and that always have been there, but of which I haven't been aware of before. And with that new discovery of new tensions, for example, and new points emerging, also what happens is that a lot of new mental, emotional, and physical challenges occur and reactions occur, such as new thoughts, new emotional reactions or of distress, for example, or of anger, or of doubt, or of stress, irritability, impatience, or desires to want to tense up and lock up in the body, for example, and to give up and so forth come up. So each time new layers of those points emerge, and with that each time it becomes a new moment of facing that point anew in myself, while at the same time holding yourself, for example, in that particular physical form of movement of the practice you're doing, like the martial arts practice. So things progressively get kind of tougher to do because we enter new layers or levels of that same point. We are pushing ourselves more and more, deeper and deeper, but just like the same movements or just like the same movements or exercises or things we have done for so long become tougher and more challenging. The fact is that so do we in our being become tougher and more resilient and ready, if you will, to take on these new levels we face now in our practice, whatever it is we're doing. And it doesn't have to be martial arts only. This is certainly not limited to martial arts only. I mean, I have experienced the same pattern of things becoming tougher and more difficult also in the application of writing about my experiences. In writing to understand my mind, to understand my being, to understand my body more. And the whole process of doing so becomes progressively tougher and more challenging because I'm entering new suppressed or unconscious or background information or patterns, if you will, or things about myself that are there and that have always been there, but that I have suppressed and pushed back throughout my life. But because I also equally get tougher as I continue to work on and through myself, I am becoming thus ready to take on the more challenging, the more tougher designs or parts or points about myself that are in the background or were in the background because I may not have been tough enough or ready enough before, if you want to call it that. But now, since I have worked certain things throughout which I have toughened and strengthened myself and gotten to know myself more and gotten to know who I am, and I have more of a grasp and stand when it comes to my self-definition of who I am and what I want to be and live as, I'm thus more ready to take on the tougher parts and points about myself. Thus, what I've learned is to not feel discouraged or go into a state within yourself of wanting to give up and allowing the thought or the thoughts or the reactions to take over and possess you, that something is wrong just because things aren't necessarily getting easier, but on the contrary, they are getting kind of tougher. And I have for many, many months, if not years, looked at this whole point as it being bad. But what I've realized is that it is not a bad thing. If anything, from my experience and in this context, it actually shows that I am on the track of of my self-discovery of and my self-creation process. It seems like creating ourselves is challenging and really tough work. Tougher, I would say, than any external physical exercise out there. I mean, it's definitely an interesting theme, but also it's appropriate or welcome feedback from our reality that it kind of says, hey, I'm still here. I'm still walking and I'm still creating myself in, for example, martial arts. The skills, the powers, etc. in martial arts or in my understanding of myself, my mind, my body, and I'm getting along and progressing in, and I'm having an actual impact, a visible, tangible impact in my process of self-change, of changing myself to become better, to live more up to my potential that I see or sense is possible and doable for myself in this life. And or whatever it is that you are wishing and wanting and moving yourself to create yourself into in your life and in your reality. So I've come to now embrace this quote-unquote difficulty, this toughness, and it being challenging and it being progressively so, instead of it getting necessarily easier, instead of fighting it, instead of judging it as bad and resisting it and trying to run away from it, if you will, but embrace it. And to walk with it as an understanding that I use as a reminder to ground myself in and to ground myself in my reality and in myself and in my initial starting point, if you will. And to keep on walking and to use that reminder to keep on walking and to not let myself be discouraged when here and there it so happens that, I mean, with all the information that moves and things that happen as we walk our daily life, I mean, we sometimes, unfortunately, end up a bit lost or astray from our path or our starting point or our motivation we initially walked and had and that was clear to us in the beginning. And then we start having creeping thoughts come up, we start doubting ourselves and our starting point and what we're actually doing, such as the martial arts practice or the commitment to train daily, for example, and do, for example, a Tai Chi standing exercise and so on and so forth. But then for myself, what I found that works is that when we are in such a position where we are knocked off our path, if you will, here and there, that what we just need to do is to knock ourselves back onto it through, for example, a reminder of what we have already walked and realized and understood about a particular experience we have faced already and we have walked already. And I mean, to train daily and to practice daily and to not skip a single day, I mean, to live and to push ourselves daily, to actively live the best of us in a day and to not skip a day where we accept and we allow within ourselves and in our minds and in our thoughts or our emotional and feeling reactions to take the better of us and to thus make us do certain things or act or live certain ways in our thoughts, in our words, in our behavior, and for example in our martial arts practice that we know isn't going to be the best for us, or just skipping it or just doing it half-heartedly. I mean, to do that daily, to be active and behind and stand for what we commit ourselves to do, our self-change, our creation point, I mean, that is really tough work and it requires unimaginable and unparalleled levels of toughness, of actual toughness to be and stand behind it and actually physically do it. I mean, if not, I mean, it might actually be the toughest of any practice out there. But as I've said many times before, it is a fruitful thing, for it is creation of self, and we are actually creating ourselves, creating our goals, becoming, fulfilling the potential that we see or sense is there for us and available. And all we need to do, to put it simply, and to put it simplified, is to follow the practice, follow the actions, to do the actions that are necessary, that we see are necessary, and know deep within, self-honestly. If we are honest with ourselves, we know it. The actions that we need to do on a daily basis to make those things that we would like to have and create in ourselves, as ourselves, and our world and reality manifest and become a reality and actuality. Thank you very much. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Martial Art of Self podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. For more information about the Martial Art of Self, please visit martialartofself.com.